From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Syria state media and human rights activists said government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta. The region is near the capital, Damascus. It's the largest advance since a wide-scale offensive began last month. Syrian President Bashar Assad vowed that on Sunday that his military's offensive against the rebels in eastern Ghouta would continue, even though the leaders of the United States and Great Britain have accused him of creating a humanitarian disaster. Assad told reporters in remarks aired on state television, "The operation against terrorism must continue, while at the same time civilians will continue to have the possibility," he said, "to evacuate from the war zone." President Donald Trump and British leader Theresa May spoke on Sunday. They agreed that Russia and Syria are responsible for what May's office called the heartbreaking human suffering in eastern Ghouta. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that President Trump is not planning to exempt any countries from his planned increase in tariffs on imported steel and aluminum coming from foreign shores. Navarro told CNN that final details on Trump's anticipated 25% tax on steel exports and a 10% tariff on aluminum should be completed by later in the week or early next week at the latest. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send a high-level delegation to North Korea on Monday to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and ways that tensions can be eased on the peninsula. The mission, however, could be complicated by planned military drills. This is VOA News. Exit polls released as Italian polling stations closed Sunday suggested that no one party will command a parliamentary majority, but that populist parties scored major gains. The election was one of the most divisive in recent memory. The UN Refugee Agency has launched a nationwide biometric verification system in Uganda to make sure data gathered about refugees and asylum seekers is accurate. The UNHCR says this is to ensure assistance reaches those for whom it is intended. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Uganda provides protection to about 1.4 million refugees from South Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burundi. The government has been praised for its generosity and open-door policy for people fleeing conflict and persecution. But a major corruption scandal last month, reportedly involving millions of dollars and the exploitation of refugees, has tarnished the country's image and cast doubt on the credibility of its asylum policy. Four government officials have been suspended and are under investigation. Earlier this year, Uganda's prime minister accepted UNHCR's office to put in place the latest biometric verification system. Registration has begun in the Oruchinga refugee settlement in Uganda's southwest region, home to thousands of Congolese refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Roger Bannister, the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes, has died. He was 88. Bannister's family said that he died on Saturday in Oxford, the very English city where he had cracked the feat that many had thought humanly impossible. On a windy late afternoon on May 6, 1954, Bannister ran 4 laps on a cinder track in 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. Only when Bannister read the newspapers the following day did he fully appreciate the scale of his success. He was the first person to win the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year Award when he earned the honor in 1954. He gave up running to pursue a long and distinguished medical career. Bannister said, "None of my athletics was the greatest achievement of my life. My medical work has been my achievement, and my family, with 14 grandchildren, those are real achievements." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.